One of the most fascinating parts of the Bible is how quickly Christianity spread. It spread as quick as a wildfire and hasn't died out since. Although the church has gone through a lot of persecution, it still thrives today. One of the reasons it spread so quickly was because of prayer. Prayer is an essential part of Christianity. There are several examples of prayer in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 1, verse 24, the apostles pray for guidance on who to choose to replace Judas. As the church prayed together, it grew stronger. When Peter was thrown into prison, members of the church gathered together to pray. Shortly after that, Peter was released from prison. The early church also continued preaching despite persecution. They went on preaching even after they were imprisoned. Paul and Silas were thrown into jail for spreading the gospel, but as soon as they got out, they went right on evangelizing the word. Many members went on teaching to the point of death. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was killed after preaching a sermon to the Jews. However, the church only continued to spread. Those who scattered after Stephen's death kept preaching and spreading the gospel. Despite the threat of death and imprisonment, the early church only expanded farther. Lastly, the early church grew quickly because of the perseverance of its members. Paul's a perfect example of the church's perseverance. Please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. And it reads, "Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times with rods, once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep." And continuing in verse 28. "Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches." What Paul is describing here about all he has gone through for the church, even through all the things he went through, he still persevered for the church. Please turn with me to Acts chapter 13, beginning in verse 42. "So when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and contradicting and blaspheming. They opposed the things spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, 'It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth.' Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many had been appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was being spread throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and prominent women and the chief men of the city, raised up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from the region. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." Even though Paul and Barnabas were rejected, they continued spreading the gospel. The church also persevered after the death of some of its members, such as Stephen and James. The church endured and continued to grow. When the church began in Acts chapter 2, it had about 3,000 members. After 30 years, it grew to 100,000 members. By the end of the first century, there were over 500,000 members. The church continues to strengthen and grow even today. We can be like the early church by praying together, preaching to others, and persevering through hardships. Thank you.